In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Good and faithful servant. Jesus had just told us repeatedly to be ready. The signs of the Lord's judgment that we must watch for were conflicts, food shortages, diseases, upheavals, and people putting themselves in the place of the Creator. We realized that all these things were literally happening around us, right now, all the time. Therefore, Jesus was calling us to be ready now and always, every day, every moment. The Lord's judgment and salvation was always right around the corner. We needed to be ready so that when the Lord's judgment came, he would find us to be good servants, doing his work of giving to others and helping others. Jesus said we must not be bad servants who are selfishly taking for ourselves and hurting those around us. The bad servants would be thrown out of the Lord's care into the outer darkness of civilization, where there was nothing but sadness, anger, and pain. So Jesus then sat us down and told us three different parables, each one describing the difference between the good servants and the bad servants. The first parable was a story about 10 women waiting for a wedding feast. All 10 women had lamps. They all wanted to be part of the wedding feast. They all had listened and had faith that the bridegroom was coming. But 5 of the women were foolish, for they only had a little bit of oil, and that oil quickly ran out. As they waited, their lamps went out. The other 5 women were wise, for they had lots and lots of oil, and they were ready to keep their lamps burning for as long as was needed. And then suddenly, when they were all sleeping and none of them were expecting, the bridegroom arrived. The 5 wise women had oil, and their lamps were burning, ready to go. The 5 foolish women had no oil, and their lamps were out. So the 5 foolish women quickly ran off to try and get more oil. But while they were gone, the bridegroom started the wedding feast and shut the door. The 5 foolish women came back, and they knocked on the door. "Lord, Lord, let us in." But the bridegroom refused to open the door and said, "I do not know you." And then Jesus said to us, "Be ready, for you do not know the day or the hour." Then Jesus told us the second parable. This was the story of a master who went on a journey, and while he was gone, he left his servants in charge of his treasure. 2 of his servants used the treasure he gave, and it multiplied into more treasure. But 1 of his servants just took the treasure and buried it and did not use it. When the master returned, he told each of those who had used the treasure and put it into practice, "You are a good and faithful servant. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and enter the joy of your master." But the one who had buried the treasure and refused to use it said, "Lord, I knew you were a hard man, so I was afraid, and I buried your treasure. Here it is." The master responded to him, "You are a harmful and lazy servant." Then he took the treasure away from him and gave it to the others who had been faithful. Then the master threw the useless servant into the outer darkness of civilization, where there is nothing but sadness, anger, and pain. Then Jesus told us the third and final parable. He said that when the Son of Man comes to sit on his throne and judge, he will separate all the nations into sheep and goats. The sheep will be gathered on his right, and the goats will be gathered on his left. He will say to the sheep, "Come, inherit the kingdom of my Father that has prepared for you." The king will then tell them that they are inheriting the kingdom because they gave him food when he was hungry. They gave him water when he was thirsty. They gave him clothes when he was naked. They gave him a home when he was homeless. And they gave him love when he was sick and in prison. And the sheep will reply to the king, "When did we see you and do these things for you?" And the king will say to them, "Whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me." Then the goats will be put on the king's left, and he will say to them, "Go into the fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels." For the goats gave the king no food, no water, no clothing, no home, and no love. And the goats will reply to the king, "But when did we see you and not help you?" And the king will reply, "Whatever you did not do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did not do for me." All three parables and stories fit together. And they were all about the good and faithful servant. The last story of the sheep and the goats was the key. It revealed what was the needed component of readiness. Practices of love and service for others. This is what the sheep had that the goats lacked. In the first parable, the foolish women lacked oil. They had lacked the practices of love. They had listened, they had faith, but that faith died out with no oil, no practices of love. The wise women, on the other hand, had kept their lamps, their faith, burning with oil, with the practices of love. Then in the second parable, the servant who had buried the treasure had buried his faith in the Creator's word and had not used it. He had not put his faith into practice. The good and faithful servants were the ones who had used the treasure of the Creator's word, the treasure of their faith, and they had put it into practice every day. In every story, the bad servant listened, but then did not practice what he had heard. He continued to take and take what he could for himself and hurt those around him. The good and faithful servant listened, and then practiced the teachings of Christ. He gave what he had and helped others. Are you a harmful and lazy servant, or are you a good and faithful servant? If you want to be ready for the Creator's judgment and salvation, then you must be a good and faithful servant all the time, every day. For you do not know the day or the hour the Lord's judgment will strike like lightning into your particular life. These three parables are for us, a challenge for those of us in the community of Christ to stay the course. All of us gathered here have been given lamps by the Lord. We have been heard his word. He has given us faith, and he has brought us into his church. The question is, will we be wise and prepared and have enough oil like the wise women in the parable? Will we keep practicing our faith through works of love and keep the lamp of our faith burning? All of us gathered here have been given the Lord's treasure. He has given us his word, his love, his grace, the greatest treasure in heaven and on earth. The question is, will we bury that word and do nothing with it, or will we use it and practice his word, making it multiply in our lives? All of us gathered here have been placed in the church community of Jesus's brothers and sisters. The question is, when the Lord's judgment comes like lightning, will we have shared food, water, clothing, shelter, and love with even the least of these brothers and sisters gathered here? Or will we have lived selfishly for ourselves? Jesus is the good and faithful servant. He has given you food, water, clothing, shelter, and love every single day of your life when you have needed it at every turn. He has lowered himself to lift you up. He has laid down his life for you repeatedly. Jesus has done everything to bring you into his church community. Do you want to be a good and faithful servant? Then be like Jesus. Follow his example of love the way he has loved you. Keep your lamp burning. Put the treasure of the Lord's word to use by practicing love for these brothers and sisters around you. Give them food, water, clothing, shelter, and love. Do this, and you will be ready. The Lord will say to you at the judgment, good and faithful servant, and you will have everything you need. You will inherit the kingdom and enter the joy of your master. But if you neglect practicing love and become lazy in your faith, taking for yourself and hurting others, then the Lord will look at you and say, harmful and lazy servant, I do not know you. And you will be sent away, back out into the eternal sadness, anger, and pain of the world. You do not know the day or the hour, so be ready. The judgment is coming. Salvation is coming. Don't be caught off guard being a harmful and lazy servant. Make sure the king can look at you with confidence this day and say, my good and faithful servant. Amen.